she was a stalwart for Illinois Democrats when it wasn't easy to be an Illinois Democrat. She kind of was that force when the Republican Party held the reins of control in Illinois. How big of a challenge was that for her?
Oh, I think that was a huge challenge. In you know, she was in the state Senate at times when the Republicans dominated. She was also there when the Democrats were in the majority. But you know, certainly at a statewide level, with the governorships of Thompson and Edgar, and then George Ryan, statewide the Republicans dominated all during that time. And she also represented what people kind of refer to today as the Democratic wing of the Democratic Party. She really came out of a tradition of progressive politics out of the 60s. And you know, the diminutive scholarly law professor was also a real firebrand in terms of the issues that she cared passionately about, in terms of women's issues, civil rights, progressive politics. It was, you know, she was an amazing force.
We're speaking with Kent Redfield. One of the things that Don Clark Netsch was involved in was the drafting of the 1970 Constitution. How obvious are her fingerprints on that document?
You know, some of the battles she did not win, like the question of the death penalty and merit selection for judges, those things didn't get in there. But in terms of the modern political system with a clearly defined chief executive and a forward approach to dealing with the relationships between the chief executive and the legislature, very strong local government article. It in ways is really a vast improvement over the 1870 Constitution. And as you say, there, you know, here is someone who was present at the creation. You didn't need to ask, well, I wonder what the people at ConCon thought about the non-impairment clause for public pensions. You know, you could just talk to Don Clark Netsch about what their thinking was and what it meant.
And she also later in life moved on to the issue of political ethics, something you were involved in with her. How much of a role did she play in reforming politics in Illinois?
Well, I both as an example and as someone who was tireless in support of those causes. You know, she and Paul Simon and you know, there's just a small list of people who have been a steady driving force over the time that I've been involved. And so she was always engaged in questions of ethics. Even to the, most recently, she was on a task force for Mayor Emanuel to write new ethics legislation, an ordinance for the city council. And so, you know, she was a public face, but also someone who brought great intellect and involvement to all of to that cause and all of the causes she was engaged in.
What's Don Clark Netsch's legacy for Illinois?
Well, I think as someone who was, I think, a trailblazer who, not by her presence, showing that women could be engaged in politics, that Illinois did not have to accept its legacy of corruption, that you could bring ethics to politics. And so, you know, the legacy is substance in terms of the things that she tried to promote. But then, you know, her as an individual, is you know, such a dynamic person who, you know, really gave you a feeling you could do things. You know, there's that personal side that's there. So not everybody that's a great leader is also a great person. And she clearly was both.
Ken Redfield, thanks so much.
Thank you.